1230 WZNW Columbus, a Clear Channel station. But now, let's take you back, way back, back more than 40 years, back to the dawn of the 1960s. Columbus's only tall building was the Leveque Tower. The Columbus Dispatch was still an afternoon newspaper, and Northland Mall wasn't even built yet. AM radio was king, and FM was just something your parents listened to in that big stereo console in the living room. Back then, this station right here was known as 1230, the new WCOL, and everyone in Columbus was tuned in. No matter where you went, people were listening on their new transistor radios. Kids snuck under their covers at night listening with a secret earphone. And of course, we can't forget this scene.
Come on!
It up.
Okay, what station?
What station? 1230, man. What else?
Yeah! 1230!
Yeah. Driving? No purchase necessary.
WCOL, the voice of Columbus. The pulse of the people sets our pace. WCOL radio is really radio.
Degrees outside right now on a Saturday night. Got a great big weekend weather for you, weekend warrior. Having a ball, that is all here on Big COL. You know, because you good sound of music time.
It's 741 on WCOL.
The new WCOL name of the day, Stanley Harvey.
Thinking your radio station has lost its mind tonight. You tuned in to WZNW expecting some sports tonight, and what you're going to get is a wonderful WCOL AM reunion. We're going to slice out 20 years of wonderful radio history in Columbus, Ohio, from back in 1960 when WCOL premiered on the 1230 frequency in this market and just started playing the best music in all of Columbus. Hi, I'm Dave Bishop, and I'm here with Mike Adams, and we are going to take you back for the next 3 hours and examine one of the premier top 40 radio stations, not only in Columbus, but in America. 1230 WCOL. Hi, Mike, how are you?
Thanks, Dave, very much. This is our reunion tonight, and we have people here spanning about 50 years of the new WCOL and WCOL. We have a man we're going to talk to who was a WCOL disc jockey, big band, no jingles, back in 1953. We have people who were here in the 70s and 80s. We have about 70 people, and we're going to try to talk to as many as possible and hear their stories.
Yeah, this is actually the third annual WCOL reunion. We've got probably 70 or 80 people here that all worked at WCOL in the 60s and 70s, and even back into the 50s, and we're just having a ball tonight. We're going to take you back, play some of the great songs, some of the great commercials, some air checks, and even some Chicken Man episodes.
Whoa, new WCOL time is 9:03.
You're beautiful and you're mine.
Johnny Burnett from 1960, and you're 16, you're beautiful, you're mine. It's 1230 WCOL, at least in memory tonight. This is actually 1230 WZNW Columbus, but tonight we're celebrating 20 years of great Columbus radio history, back from about 1960 through 1980, when WCOL ruled the airwaves in Columbus, Ohio, and played all that great top 40 music, and had so many wonderful people who went through the studios here and entertained everybody in Columbus. And we've probably got 60 or 70 of those people here tonight. We're over here on Dublin Road at the WTVN and WCNW studios. And tonight we're going to try and get as many of them on the air as possible. Mike Adams is downstairs, and he is talking to many of the people who are at the party going on downstairs. And Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am. And Dave, I have a special guest, someone that I didn't know until tonight. Everybody thinks the new WCOL was an AM top 40 station, and that really didn't start until the late 50s, early 60s. But we have a man here who was here at WCOL before. When did you start, Donald?
1953, 54, and part of 55.
Now, do you have a story about those days?
You know, I don't have a funny one, but I remember one incident that stuck with me forever. I was signing on at 6:30. I was coming in to do a news program. And at that point, the DJ was Joe Dobbins. And Joe was a very good announcer. And he wasn't there. And I turned the power on and checked with the engineers. And I went on the air doing his radio show, a DJ show, and running out between records, as some of you may know, rip off the news and rush back in. And I wondered, where is Joe? And unfortunately, I found out someone called me and said he had been killed in a plane crash coming back from a play-by-play broadcast they did the night before in Indiana. And three men on board the plane, all of them died.
Wow, and the hits keep right on coming, right?
Boy, that was... Yeah.
I didn't mean to say that. Sorry, Donald.
Wow. You know, that's tough. It really is hard to go on, you know, and doing a radio show and knowing what the situation was.
Well, now, did management, when they thought about Top 40, what was going on back there in their minds? Were the ratings bad with big band music?
No, we actually did mostly the big band music. That's what we did. This was the old WCOL.
Ah. You know? Can you give us a sample of what you might have announced, one of your announcing samples?
Well, here's a great tune by that all-time favorite Glenn Miller and the orchestra.
You know. All right, Donald Cork, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
You know, the funny thing was, I went around to everybody before the party got started tonight, and I said, hey, when Mike comes out to talk to you tonight, make sure you come up with a really funny story, something really humorous about something that happened at WCOL.
Laugh, I thought I'd die. Dave, back to you. I'm going to talk to Tip Carpenter next.
And we're going to play a little air check here of a WCOL newscast that was maybe a little less serious than some of them were back in the 60s on WCOL. Check this out.
This is Columbus News Watch.
Inevitably, there were some Americans who got to church this morning before the doors opened, or if they work on Sunday, got there an hour ahead of time. This is that day when residents of 19 states across the nation set their clocks back 1 hour from daylight saving to standard time. If you live in Columbus, don't worry about it. We're already on standard time. But if your watch is on Cleveland time, you'll have to set it back so it will be the same as Columbus time and 1 hour earlier than New England time instead of the same time as New England time and 1 hour ahead of Central time rather than 2 hours ahead and 1 hour ahead of Columbus time. But if you're on Columbus time, forget it. This is Mike Matthews.
What amazes me is he was even able to get through that. All right, one of the great things about WCOL is that it was a real music machine back in the 60s, and they played an awful lot of music, and they played records that were hits in Columbus, Ohio, that may or may not have been hits around the rest of the country. Here's a perfect example.
1230, the new WCOL.
back at the WCOL survey from 1961, the Music Meter survey. That song was number one in Columbus, Ohio. A couple of guys named Gene and Wendell. And the song is called The Roach, which was a dance craze in Columbus, Ohio back in 1961. Gene and Wendell The Roach on WCOL. As we celebrate the WCOL reunion tonight, 20 years of great radio history, we've squeezed it into 3 hours this evening. And Mike Adams is co-hosting with me, and he has one of the legendary figures at WCOL, and that would be our chief engineer, Tip Carpenter. Mike?
Yeah, Dave. Tip Carpenter sort of revolutionized Top 40 radio, and I'm not even sure if he knew it or not, but we had a signal that was tight. We had technology that was made and designed by Tip where we could just push a button, and we didn't have to turn the volume down on a record to talk over it. We just talked over it, and a little level devil or compressor expander did all the work, and that kept us sounding louder than all the other stations. But Tip is also a funny guy, too. He's a guy you go to when you complain about your pay or you want to talk about your life. He's sort of the philosopher of WCOL.
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
You started when?
I started in 1948, just before Christmas.
Okay, you want to tell a story about something that you should have never told before, maybe?
Well, I've told the story many times about Dana Tyler. She was an intern at WCOL, and she was working as a receptionist. And we had a little portico over the 22 South Young Street entrance, and water would accumulate on that. And the March wind came along and blew the water off of that roof onto all over the suit of a guy that was coming down the street. He was dressed to the teeth and had a briefcase and all that. And he came in the door and he was shouting. He said, "Water just blew wind, or the wind just blew water off the roof all over me." And he says, "I want to know who's responsible." And Dana piped up and says, "God, I guess."
That's great.
And even he was listening.
Yeah,
and
tail between his legs and went out the door, and I never saw him again.
Yeah. And Dana's here also. Dana was here back in, I'm trying to read it there, 1974 to 78. But you actually are on TV someplace?
Yes, and I wish I was as quick with an ad-lib, Tip, as I was nearly 30 years ago. So thank you for saying. Tip Carpenter, Dan Morris, Mike, so many people here today. Sharon Wilkins were so wonderful to me. And I'm so glad to be here today, because I wouldn't be where I am today if it weren't for everybody here.
And in case somebody does not know, because you're not in this market, right? Where are you?
I'm in New York, although I worked at Channel 10 from 1981 to 1990 with great people and Dave Kaler and all kinds of great people. And then I went to New York City in 1990.
Okay, great. And you're on television there?
I am on television there. I anchor the news for WCBS at 6 and 11 o'clock.
Oh, high class. And Dana's paying for this reunion tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. Thank you, Tip. And David, let's go back to you for more hits.
We have got lots of great music to play. What we're going to try and do tonight is play at least one song that was in the top of the WCOL survey from each of the years from about 1960 up and through about 1977, 1978. We've also got something that I think is really special. And a lot of people from Columbus will remember, and that's Chicken Man. We've got three wonderful Chicken Man episodes tonight. We're going to play each of those on the half hour. We'll have the first one coming up at 9:30 tonight, another one at 10:30, another one at 11:30. If you love Chicken Man, we're actually going to play the very first episode tonight at 9:30. This is the point where Chicken Man actually finds his uniform and becomes Chicken Man. So if you've never heard the real first pilot episode for this incredibly funny series, you've got to be tuned in at 9:30 tonight. A lot of great music. We've got a lot of great personalities. We've got a lot of funny things. In fact, something just like this, which was, well, a not-too-serious newscast on WCOL one day back in the 60s.
Racial trouble flares in Baltimore. Barbed wire in Saigon. In weekend traffic, 14 dead. This is Columbus News Watch. Jack Keefe reporting.
You got a big, big mouth.
This is the big story. The best story of the week phoned in by WCOL newscaster Bernie Flood of Chicago. This week's big story was a fire that just burnt down the whole damn town. This is the way Bernie told his story to Newswatch.
This is a Lourdes cow kicked this ladder over. And I'll immediately call WCOL. Well, I guess maybe I should have called the fire department first, huh?
Congratulations and a check for $25 to former Chicago Fire Marshal Bernie Clutt. Remember, when you see news happen, call Capital 17811. Yours may be the big story.
The music meter brings good sounds that swing on 1230, the new WCOL. Number one.
Do 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 ba 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 do ba she down down do ba 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 do ba she down down do ba 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 do ba she down down do ba 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 do ba she down living right on next door away.
Who had hit after hit after hit. You can't find somebody better than that. Neil Sedaka, Next Door to an Angel, from 1961 on the 1230 WCOL Reunion. And hi, this is Dave Bishop. We're co-hosting tonight with Mike Adams. Mike will be back with more of our featured guests at the WCOL Reunion in just a couple of minutes. Speaking of WCOL and their music, they played a lot of songs that were, well, you know, big hits in Columbus, may not have been big hits in other places. And here's another perfect example. This is by a group that everybody knows, the I-Cats, but this is a song that went to number one on WCOL. It's called I'm Blue, the Gong Gong Song.
Thank you.
on 1230 WCOL. Actually, I should say 1230, the new WCOL. That's called I'm Blue, the Gong Gong Song by the I-Kets. And hi, this is Dave Bishop. It's 921. You're probably thinking, I thought I tuned in to 1230 WZNW tonight, but actually, little special programming tonight for you. It's the third annual reunion of 1230 WCOL, the station that was the big top 40 premier hit-making radio station in Columbus, Ohio, from the early 1960s through the late 1970s. We've got most of the people who were responsible for that reunion and for that great radio station here tonight. They're downstairs at a giant party, and our very own Mike Adams is down there with them. Mike?
David, this is exciting because imagine how many people here would want to be on the radio tonight. How many people? I mean, think about it. Yeah. I mean, think about all the people. Think about being in a parking lot full of disc jockeys from the past. I've got a couple of samples right here I want to talk to. Rick Minard first, who is a police chief, right?
Yeah, I'm the police chief in Obetz now, but I was with...
So, Neil, you hear that, right?
Yeah. I've been watching him. But I was with COL at the end of the big days of 1230, from 1983 until 1993. And, you know, ironically, you wanted to talk about stories from WCOL. Both of mine involve you. The first time we met was 1965. I was 13 years old, and I won a contest on WCOL. And I
was like 17, right?
Yeah, you're about a couple of years older. And I walked from my house in German Village to 22 South Yonge to get my prize, and I met you, and you were wearing a blue blazer with the COL logo on it. And then my other highlight from WCOL was in 1992. I interviewed you on the air because you have always been one of my idols, Mike. And that is
Rick.
One more thing. Yeah, you know, you mentioned there's about 60 or 70 people here tonight.
Yeah.
In 10 years, this is going to be like Woodstock, and there's going to be 100,000 people that say I was there.
Yeah, that's exactly right, and they will. And we hope people are listening to this and being entertained by it. Before I go back to you, Dave, I want to talk to Chris Joseph. Chris is a special person to me. I knew him when he was a small child, too, because his dad, Steve Jose, was the program director of the new WCOL, and the guy that would always call you on the red phone and say, Mike, did you play a double play when you're supposed to play it? And did you break the format, Mike? And you were now a DJ.
Yes, it was my brother, Steve.
Brother, I'm sorry.
It's my oldest brother. And the story I have of Mike and myself, the first time I met him, he was working for my brother. He left WCOL to program WIZE, which was a sister station at the time, in Springfield. And I went to the studios. I was in the studio with him, and I bumped... Michael was on the air. Mike Adams was working for my brother in between COL gigs and things, right?
Yeah, I was working at both stations.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. And so he was at WIZE, and I was in the studio just in awe because he was one of my heroes back then. And I bumped the tone arm. The record was playing on the air. And I remember the name of the song. It was Keith's Ain't Gonna Lie.
I hated that song. No, I loved it. And Chris, tomorrow morning, has a show on a different radio station where some of us are going to participate.
Yes. Now, can we say?
Of course you can.
All right. It's Oldies 107.9 WODB. We'll be on from 11 to 2, and we're going to have a lot of fun reminiscing, bringing back some of the old groups like your group that you manage, the Rebounds.
Yeah, got me fired.
And the Dantes, the O&B... the Fifth Order. And we're just going to have memories, share memories. I'm going to try and pull out some old Coca-Cola spots and Pepsi, what we're playing back then. So we're going to have fun. That's okay. Our 67 Class of 67 weekend going on.
Okay, great. Okay, let's get back to Dave in the studio, and we'll talk to some other folks in a few minutes. Back
to you,
David.
Lots of great people downstairs at the WCOL third annual reunion party. A lot of great fun going on down there. I'm up here in the studio. We're playing great music. We're playing some of the old commercials. We're playing lots of fun things. We've got a great Chicken Man episode, the very first Chicken Man episode, coming up at 9:30 tonight. But WCOL was famous for the number of jingles that it had. It had jingles for literally everything. We've been converting jingles over to a compact disc now for literally weeks, trying to capture all the ones that they had. And one of the great things about WCOL is that they had incredibly long jingles. This has to be one of the longest ones ever. I'm sure those of you that grew up here in Columbus will remember this. This is the Columbus Song.
I landed at Fort Columbus on Flight 23. Believe me, the Columbus skyline's a sight to see. Took a cab to town down Broad Street on perfect like that every day. Having a ball in Columbus. I'm having a ball in Columbus. Not doing much, but doing it such that I'm having a ball in Columbus. I dined with Dr. City that very night. The view of the Capitol was a lovely sight. Went out on the town, made nearly all the stops. Found out that Columbus nightlife is really top. Having a ball in Columbus.
Somewhere, Connie Francis, 1960, and everybody's somebody's fool. It's 9:30, 12:30 WCOL reunion going on tonight on 12:30 WZNW. Just having a great time remembering 20 years of fabulous radio in Columbus, Ohio. One of the things that made WCOL really stand out was the things between the music. And one of the things that was between all the music was our favorite winged crime fighter, Chicken Man. Here is the very first episode of Chicken Man that you heard on WCOL.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Benton Harper, employed as a shoe salesman for a large downtown department store, spends his weekends, his only 2 days off, striking terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere as the white-winged warrior called Chicken Man. How did it come about that Benton Harper, weekend-winged warrior, selected the visage of the chicken in his crusade against the forces of evil? Now it can be told.
Yes, may I help you?
How do you do? I'm looking for a costume.
What did you have in mind?
Something that will strike terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
I see. Well, how about this?
No, I don't think so.
Why not try it on?
Very well.
Here, I'll help you.
Thank you.
There you are. Now, take a look in the mirror.
Not bad. I wonder if you would permit me to conduct a quick experiment outside this store.
Certainly.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh.
Fine. Would you take a look at this costume I'm wearing?
Yeah.
Do you feel anything strange? Anything at all?
Yeah.
And what is that?
I'd like to kiss you.
Kiss me?
Yeah.
How do you account for that?
Because you look like an adorable bunny rabbit.
Well, how did it go?
What else do you have?
A teddy bear and a chicken.
A teddy bear?
It'd be cute.
Wrap up the chicken, please.
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Is that unbelievable? Chicken Man. That's Jim Runyon. For those of you that grew up in northeastern Ohio, and you heard him on KYW radio in Cleveland, he did the midday show up there, and was also tied in with Dick Orkin out of Chicago, and they created that Chicken Man character, and it's hysterical. Something that you heard on WCOL back in the 60s. Chicken Man, it's 9:34, and this is Dave Bishop, and we're celebrating 12:30 WCOL tonight. We've got about 70 people here who were instrumental in making WCOL successful, and Mike Adams is with one of them right now.
Why, yes, and you know that new WCOL was dominant as far as a radio broadcasting station, as far as ratings, as far as popularity, as far as having the best talent, of course, all throughout the 1960s. But by the end of the 1960s, a couple of things happened. The FCC said, well, you've got this powerful FM station, and all you're doing is playing what you're playing on your FM station. If you're in a market of a certain size, you have to split them. And so WCOL, thinking, well, we have a music franchise, we could do something like, hey, progressive rock. It's working in San Francisco. It's working in New York. So WCOL FM was born in about 1969 or 1970. Two of the original DJs are here. I have Ginger, Steve Sutton, and I have Neil Martin. Ginger?
It was an experiment in chemicals and sonic phenomena.
Tell me a story about WCOL FM.
WCOL did 12 hours of rock music. WCOL FM did 12 hours of rock music. At sundown, we'd go to rock, and at dawn, we would go back to religion, inspiring all kinds of phone calls about how we're going to die in lightning strikes and any number of tragedies that were going to befall us. There were of the originals, there were Ken Stone, Don Gorman, there was Neil Martin, there was me, and there was Jim Roach. And you would come over every once in a while, too.
Yeah, I was in school. I would do some weekends.
Certainly my fondest memory of WCOL was Chris Kreidel's ass.
I see.
Yes.
She couldn't make it.
Right. You talk about a visual on a non-visual medium. It was...
Mary Webster.
Mary Webster?
Mary Webster.
No, I thought you guys were about music and peace and love and dope, you know?
Well, a piece of love all the time, yeah.
Now, Neil, you were also a DJ on WCOL. Do you have any non-visual radio memories?
I remember coming in, and it was a Friday night, my first night on the radio, because I had been answering the phones, taking the request for the AM station, you know, voting for their two favorite hits, Lost Pets and whatnot. And I turned and I said to Louis Henry, Louis, when do I get my chance? He goes, tonight, be back at midnight. Great. You were on the air till midnight.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to decide, what am I going to call myself? We didn't know up until we went on the air that night. And you played some sort of a tune about the guest DJ being on the radio, and then you were gone. You were supposed to stay and help me.
Oh.
You were gone, Mike Adams. You were out to North 4th Street where you were living with Ginger's brother.
That's right. More or less. I mean, you know, and many, many others.
So there I was to fend for myself the first night and not knowing what to do. And I owe it all to you, Mike Adams.
This is the way you get on the radio these days. We're live at the WCOL-FM, the new WCOL, the WCOL later on reunion, but being broadcast over the original 1230 frequency. Dave, back to you.
And Mike, you might want to tell Neil Martin while he's there that, you know, most radio stations operate with a 7-second delay. Just in case somebody says something that they really shouldn't say. Gives you 7 seconds.
I happen to have had, I think I broke the ice in Columbus with the seven words that George Carlin talked about. I did two of them.
And the way to find them is you go on the internet and type in Google, and then you type in seven dirty words, and you can read those words on the internet.
Knowing that Neil was going to be on with us tonight, we had the engineers install a special 30-minute delay.
30-minute delay.
We're totally safe when Neil's around tonight. Hey, one of the things that also was fun about the 60s was even the commercials were pretty cool, like this.
Let's play it one time with a new song from Tom Jones.
Do with a Coke right now. Someone get me one, please.
Cause the night has a
1963, Bobby V, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes on 1230 WCOL, at least for tonight. We're celebrating the third annual reunion of 1230 WCOL, and we've got a whole cast of characters that were instrumental in making WCOL one of the great premier radio stations in Columbus, Ohio. In the 60s and 70s, I'm Dave Bishop, and out in the party is Mike Adams with another incredible cast of characters.
Absolutely, we have them all right here. And you know something, David, I was just thinking, when we were DJs on the air and Bobby Vinton was winding up that song, The Night Has a Thousand Eyes, we were saying, before we turned the mic on, no, he doesn't, Bobby. You're all wrong, you know. Anyway, Mr. WCOL himself is Brian McIntyre. Brian, it says on his sign, was here from 1967 to 79. I remember Brian because Brian came here as out of high school, I guess, and was in OSU, I guess. And
State, yeah.
And Brian has been at WCOL and was for longer than most people. What did you do there?
I started out as an all-night DJ and worked my way up to assistant program director, music director, and operations director, and all that kind of stuff, and left in 1979.
Now, you saw incredible changes, because starting in 1960 and going until about 1970, WCOL and AM radio really owned this market, as they did in almost every other major market. But something began to happen, and what did you all do about it?
Well, FM started along. We had WNCI coming along. We had QFM 96 competing with our FM. And that was it was a situation where people were starting to pick up on FM radio because AM signal was not as strong and music basically belonged on FM. It seemed that that was what people were looking for. So that, you know, we were still trying to make AM work with music, but after a period of time, it was basically a lost cause.
So what did you do then? What was the first thing that the, what was kind of behind the scenes management think at the time?
Well, on the AM, we started trying to change our music format from current music to more of the oldies, figuring that the adults would still be listening to AM, and the younger people were listening to the FM station. And as QFM 96 came along, and with a very tight album rock format, WCOL FM was affected by that, and that was what happened with the evolution of 92X.
Okay, and you were the program director of 92X?
I was operations manager overseeing both of those, but I was basically involved in the decision. Unfortunately, because I really loved COL FM as an album rock station, but we were involved in bringing on the 92X contemporary hit format at that time.
And you were probably right, because most of the album rock format stations like WCOL FM, they all went under too.
Yeah, I think the tighter formats that QFM 96 had at that time were the ones that got the best ratings, and unfortunately the playing the album sides on COL FM just didn't work anymore.
Okay.
So,
and we have somebody here from that 92X era, and your name is?
Chris Schievel.
What did you do, Chris?
I started on COL. Dave Bishop hired me for $250 a week, and I thought that was big money.
That was $240.
More than I made.
Little did I know. And then I got replaced by Spook Beckman. Yeah, I remember that. And then moved to the FM and teamed up with John LaPala.
Yeah. I hired
him. Right over here, too.
I hired
him.
We did
more out of the. A couple of years. Yeah.
I'm not sure you can hear me.
No, I can hear you. Go ahead.
No, John was here before. He, Mr. News.
Yeah, you were here.
Before and after. Yeah. Before, after, and an eternity.
What was the heyday? What were the years of 92X?
I don't know. When we started, it was...
We beat WNCI.
Thank you.
For a while.
The heyday was probably 79 to 84.
Yeah, after I left, yeah.
Right after you left.
Yeah. So anyway, we are here at the reunion. We are live. There are 70 or 80 or 1,000 people here underneath the big Clear Channel Tower on this beautiful lake in Columbus, Ohio. Now, doesn't Clear Channel own WCOL and WNCI?
Yes, they do.
Which happened in a lot of market stations that were once competitors are all under the same roof, the same engineer, the same sales staff, and that's probably been a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so. It's consolidated, but it's been able to make radio stations exist that may not have. I mean, this current frequency with their all sports format is working, you know,
yeah.
And that's what's happening on AM radio is news talk, sports, and religion, I guess, and that's pretty much what's doing it. And music is on FM. That's it.
Yeah, and most of us in radio think, gee, there are way too many stations on the air, and so when a company comes along and buys a bunch of them, they do tend to save them.
Oh, sure, but you know, there's still frequencies are still available. You go through your scan on your FM and AM dials, and you've got choices. All you got to do is push the button and find something you like, and that's what you scan when you're driving along in your car.
And you know something, and we'll get back to you in one second here, Dave, but just kind of wrapping up this little sort of philosophical discussion of radio. In the 60s, when WCOL AM was king, there was no scan on radios, and people had to actually think about, they had to tune this dial, and so it was much easier to leave it on one station. And so, as you say, many, many choices, many FM and AM stations now, possible partly because of the technology.
Well, I think as the FM stations came along in this market, you had stations identifying themselves like WNCI as 98, but they were actually 97.9, and you know, in other stations, Sunny 95 was actually 94.7. You know, at that point, people rounding them off because they were tuning with their hands to find the station on FM. Now it's digital, and people identify themselves as 97.9 and you know 94.7. They don't have to do that anymore. You know, it's because, you know, the stations are digital and they're right on the frequency and you don't have a problem.
Yeah, and listeners have many, many more choices. Like this program tonight. This program tonight would not be possible under the old way. So we're very thankful to Clear Channel. We thank them and their organization for hosting the party. David, back to you.
Yeah, Mike, I think we need to call the Guinness folks tonight because I think we've broken a world record on naming competitors' radio stations in one 60-second period.
That's right.
We've named just about all of them there are. Hey, here's the guy who was a big favorite on WCOL back in the 60s. This is a little air check of a guy that we knew back then as Jerry Gordon. It gives you a little sample of what WCOL actually sounded like back in the mid-1960s.
Ruby, don't you dare. Kenny Rogers from the first edition on the Gordon Get Together. 4 minutes past one, WCOL time. And don't forget, the All-Americans present the first edition show a week from tomorrow night at the Youth Center.
Hey, baby, when you take off your bathing suit, do you have suit marks underneath?
Now speaking for the Girl Scouts of America, Nancy Kaufman. Here's the Joe Jeffrey group on the Gordon Get Together. It's called My Pledge of Love. I pledge my love with kisses and joy for all. But it's past one, UWCOL time, and it's swinging Saturday, the 14th of June. We'll have $44 Monday in the Cash Call Jackpot.
It's going
for a while. One of America's most beloved radio personalities, Jerry Dean, is going to make a rare appearance on the WCOL at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I got a letter about you the other day, Jerry. A girl wants to know if you're married or have you ever been married. Have you?
I've been married several hundred times.
Hey, you have a nice touched by human hands.
Is left a chance when it comes to making wonderful Dean's potato chips.
Oh.
Dean's potato chips.
Yeah.
Look for them in your local corner grocery.
I will.
Oh, one final thought.
Yeah.
You may be wondering,
mm-hmm.
Why do people in Columbus buy potato chips made in Circleville?
Yeah.
The answer is because Dean's are so good.
That's known as Crystal Blue Persuasion. It's more of it. Tommy James and the Shondells. Tommy James and the Shondells, Crystal Blue Persuasion, 14 past 1, EWCOL time. And we just got a call a few minutes ago from a couple of male registered nurses who couldn't find any humor in my bit about male registered nurses. Actually, I meant no harm. It's just that it was sort of a satire on the My Son the Doctor bit. I have nothing against registered nurses. Some of my best friends are registered nurses.
A peaceful colonial home in the country, professionally managed community of the Clean Deal Management Company.
On the weather scene, mostly cloudy and cool with a chance of showers and thundershowers today and tonight. Cloudy and cool Sunday with showers and thundershowers likely. High today in the mid-70s. Low tonight around 60. High Sunday around 70. Currently in Big C, 73 at 116.
At Roy's Jewelers, live at the corner of Broad and High.
Gordon get together. Don't wake me up in the morning, Michael. It's a giant record for them. 19 past 1, UWCOL time.
Tommy Boy says Bobby Hart, opening up your eyes to Coke.
Yeah, enjoy Coca-Cola at the Kenley Players production of How Now, Dow Jones, starting June 17th.
A very special happy Father's Day to Mr. Ed Morley of 158. Congratulations to the dad of dad.
DJ Thomas, pass me, I believe I need some nourishment. You know what they say about an apple a day.
Your lips are staying full.
Another swinging Big C weekend with 1230 WCOL.
I just moved in my new house today. But I got squared away. Bell started ringing and chains rattled loud. I knew I'd moved in a haunted house. Still I made up in my mind to stay. Nothing was gonna drive me away. When I seen something to give me the creep. Had one big eye and a two big feet. I stood right still and I did the three. He did the throw right up to me. Made a noise with his feet that sounded like a drum.
Say you'll be here when the morning comes.
Say yes, I'll be here when the morning comes. Gonna run me off. In my kitchen, my stove was a blazing hot. The coffee was a boiling in the pot. The grease had melted in my hand. I had a hunk of meat in my hand. From outer space, that sat a man. Began to shout. He drank a hot coffee right from the spout. He ate the raw meat right from my hand. Drank a hot grease from the frying pan. He said to me, now you better run.
Don't be here when the morning comes.
Got the number one on WCOL back in 1964. It's Gene Simmons. No, not the Gene Simmons with Kiss, but another Gene Simmons and a song called Haunted House. It's a 9:56. Dave Bishop and Mike Adams together hosting the WCOL reunion on what used to be 1230 WCOL and having a great time doing it tonight. Got lots of stuff coming up, lots of great music, interviews of more personalities who were on WCOL, Chicken Man episodes, air checks, commercials, lots of great things. I think we're going to have a lot of fun here on 1230 WCOL tonight.
Three, four, one.
Living.
Christmas. 1230, the new WCOL.
Is that the way the phrase is going to be?
Cut one, three, four, one.
Living Radio in Columbus. 1230, the new WCOL.
Cut two, three, four, one.
Living Radio in Columbus. The new WCOL.
Cut three. Three, four, one.
Living Radio in Columbus. 1230, the new WCOL.
Isn't that great? That's the evolution of a jingle for WCOL. We were actually going through all of the jingles that we found on master tapes in the WCOL library, and we came across that little segment where they were actually singing the jingle, and they'd saved all the outtakes, and we kind of edited that together and made kind of a neat little evolution of a WCOL jingle, which I thought everybody would get a kick out of. Hey, that's a neat thing about COL is there's lots and lots of great jingles to play and lots of great songs. We're going to play another one right now.
WZNW Columbus, a Clear Channel station. You're listening to the 1230 WCOL Reunion, hosted by Dave Bishop and Mike Adams.
WCOL.
Columbus.
About 2 minutes after 10 o'clock, WCOL certainly had no shortage of jingles, and they certainly didn't have any short ones either. that one ran about a minute and a half.
Whee!
Hey, it's Dave Bishop and Mike Adams. We're celebrating 1230 WCOL tonight. And Mike?
Yes, Dave?
One of the great things about WCOL back then was that we didn't just play the nationally charted records. We tried very hard to take care of the bands that were local to Columbus, Ohio.
Well, yeah, and their audiences, it meant a great deal to our audiences because most of these bands began as listeners to WCOL while in high school. And eventually, I think with the influence of the Beatles and other groups, many of their parents began to buy them amplifiers. Some of them actually were very good, just as good as any national group. And as a matter of fact, we were able to feature some of these records on our air, and some of these acts did very well.
Yep, no doubt about that. There were the Rebounds, there was the Eighth Day.
The Dante, the Fifth Order.
The Fifth Order, and it was just a whole lot of great local bands that got airplay on COL.
Yeah.
And we're going to play one of them right now. This is probably the king of all the local bands in terms of how things went in the 60s, and that, of course, would be the Dante.
Yeah, can't get enough of your love.
Go, go! 1230 WCOL. Go, go!
Absolutely know that song. It's Dante.
Take it
in Enough of Your Love. It went to number one on WCOL in 1966, and a classic local band being featured tonight in the 1230 WCOL reunion. And Mike Adams is out with all the people that are here for the reunion party. They're downstairs. And Mike, who do you have now?
Well, I have someone who was responsible for many of the hits back then, a person who did something on WCOL, the new WCOL, that actually made us famous, called the Beatle Hour. Bob Harrington, famous DJ, was on the air between 6 p.m. and midnight, listened to by millions and millions of people. Bob had 60% of the audience back then.
I didn't know that.
Well, that's how he could get away with paying you that, $2 an hour, right?
Just about. I quite got there as I was leaving. I got my two. You know, I was going to tell a little story, though, about how I started at COL. I was working on a 50,000-watt station in Tampa, Florida, doing afternoon drive, and I didn't like Florida. And one evening after I'd finished my shift at 6 o'clock, I jumped in my little Ford Futura with my trailer on the back and drove to Columbus, Ohio, and pulled up in front of COL at 22 South Young Street. About 9 o'clock in the morning, I went upstairs and was introduced to Steve Jost, and the day before, Steve Kirk had gone to Wing in Dayton, which was another great trail station. And Steve said, well, we do have an opening. And I said, well, when do I start? He said, about 35 minutes. And I went on the air that day, and I spent my next 5 years at COL.
And you got into the record business after that.
Yeah, you just played one of our songs, Hang on Sloopy.
Ah, okay. What
Wes Fell wrote that. I worked with Wes Farrell for 5 years. We took Jamie Lyons and the Music Explosion from here to Laurie Records, and A Little Bit of Love, A Little Bit of Soul. And that was my first record experience. Then we had Indian Lake and, oh, God, I don't know how many hits.
And we played them all, and those were national hits.
I know, and I shouldn't have paid you guys all that money.
We didn't spend it wisely, I can tell you that. Now, also, we were just talking about the movie, the Tom Hanks movie called That Thing You Do, and I don't know if people who are listening or people here remember that, but they had a little bit about WCOL. You were somehow responsible for that, but didn't get credit, right?
Well, no, I didn't really look for it. TVN came up, television, and interviewed me at my house. And I told him that I didn't know. Bob Braun and I, back in those days, did a lot of the MC work with, and I worked with Governor Rhodes, and he was a pretty good friend of mine. And so they just tied those two things together, and I think it was more of an accident than an actuality.
Ah, okay, but it brought back great memories.
Yeah, I enjoyed watching the movie, and I enjoyed listening, having the acquaintance of Bob Braun, who had an on-the-air personality, and then off the air, some of the things that man could say.
Oh, I can only imagine. Bob Harrington, one of the great legends of the new WCOL, here tonight at the third annual new WCOL reunion. Mike Adams with Dave Bishop.
Thanks, Mike, and it's about 10 minutes after 10 o'clock. One of the great things about WCOL is that they had jingles for jingles and jingles and jingles and jingles. My good buddy Mark Davidson was nice enough to take all the master reels of tape that we had and patiently, over the last 3 or 4 weeks, dubbed them all to compact disc. Mark, thank you very much for doing that. That was a big service. As I was getting all the jingles ready to play tonight on the show, it occurred to me there were weather jingles everywhere. There are jingles for sunny days, for cloudy days, for foggy days, for wintry days, for summer days, for days for putting on your overcoat, for you name it. There was a weather jingle for everything. So I thought, you know, I'm never going to be able to squeeze all these in throughout the 3 hours. Let's just make a weather jingle medley. And here they are.
It's always fair weather when good listeners get together with 1230, the new WCOL. Button up your overcoat, says the new WCOL. Wonderful living season.
wonderful 1230, the new WCOL. With the weather word for Big C. WCOL weather break. Go, go! A foggy day. 1230, the new WCOL.
anybody have any idea what this song is all about? It's a black speckled egg in a tree. I mean, nobody's really ever been able to figure that out. The Nightcrawlers, 1230 WCOL. It's the third annual reunion. We're live on 1230 WZNW tonight, and we're celebrating all the great years that WCOL was on the air. And, Mike, I know you're down there with lots of people at the party. Before you start, I want to play a jingle for you, one of the various hundreds of COL jingles we have tonight. And tell me if you find this one was just maybe a tad odd.
Teenagers do it.
Grown-ups do it.
Woo!
Even
little baby kids do it. What do they do now?
I'll listen to 1230, the new WCOL.
Yep. Boy, in the mid-60s, was that just a tad suggestive?
I think it was. And, there were a lot of things we did. And I remember one thing when Paul Simon came out with a song, Kodachrome. The lyric was, when I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, and I had to cut the crap out of that song. And what I did on full track tape was I cut out the word crap, flipped it around, scotch taped it on. So it kept the beat of the song, but it was backwards.
Actually, next hour, we're going to play that. We're going to play the regular version and the version you cut out.
Oh, my.
So we're going to play both of them.
Okay, I have a couple of people I want to talk to. Linda Fox Kamen, but first, Bob wanted to say something about a departed WCOL lively guy who's not so lively anymore.
Hello. I wanted to make sure you all remember Dick Weber tonight. Dick was one of my very best friends, and of course, you know, met his demise in New York City. He was really responsible for what we did on the air, because he recorded all the music. And we used to play, Can You Tell Me Who Recorded This, what year and what month it was released. You couldn't fool him. I mean, I'd lose every time. It cost me 3 beers. Every time. But wanted to mention Dick, because he did a lot for all of us, and we really did appreciate him.
Thank you, Bob. Fast forwarding about 30 years later or 40 years later, Linda Fox Kamen was on 92X, correcto?
No.
Tell me what you did.
I started at WCOL as the receptionist.
Yeah.
Sharon DeBoard Wilkin hired me. And shortly after that, Brian McIntyre, who I owe my entire career to, was standing behind me one morning when somebody called on the phone. And they said, could you tell me who sang this song? And I said, well, I don't know. Sing it for me. Sing a couple lines. So they did. And I said, sure, that's blah, 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 whatever the song was, and told the artist. And Brian said, ooh, I could use somebody like you working for me upstairs in the music department. So that was it. I left the reception desk and went upstairs and started working with Brian. Brian McIntyre, Sharon DeBoard, and Jerry Dean took me under their wing and taught me everything that I ever needed to know as a starting point for the radio career that I had the last 30 years. I went on from Columbus, I went to Denver, Colorado, I went to San Diego, Los Angeles, Dallas, and I live in San Diego now, and I owe my whole career to these fellas from WCOL. I'll never forget the first day I started to work as the receptionist. Sharon DeBoard was walking me around, introducing me to everybody at the station. She took me up in the control room. And I grew up in Columbus, and I had listened to Wes Hopkins as a teenager. And she took me in the control room, and she introduced me to Wes Hopkins. And I looked at her, and I said, well, where's Kim Wasabi? And she said, it's his hip pocket.
Yeah, no.
I'll never forget that. So I owe a lot to all these great people here tonight, and I love being here, and thanks.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you very much. We'll be back with more good people from the UWCOL reunion, the third annual reunion, coming to you live from the parking lot of the Clear Channel, the Columbus Group.
We spared no expense to put you up in the finest accommodations.
We did.
In the back parking lot, the lobby, the conference room, and most of the other office here at the studio.
We have a lake view, though.
Do you remember the My Hometown song?
Oh, sure.
Well, we've got that. We pulled it out of the archives, and here it is.
Hit it.
Tell you about my hometown, capital of the Buckeye State. On the banks of the old Scioto, the living here's really great. Sports capital state, capital city of renown. Columbus, Columbus, that's my hometown. town. We're proud of our civic center, the university too. Capitol Square, Miss Memorial, Fort Columbus and the zoo. Hometown. From broad and high to the outskirts and 4 miles around. At any hour you can see the tower in my hometown. Looking down on the finest city I have ever found. Columbus, Columbus, that's my hometown.
Biggest hit all over the country, but it was a huge smash hit on WCOL in Columbus. It was the Montanas from 1968, and You've Got to Be Loved. It's Dave Bishop and Mike Adams on 1230 WCOL tonight, remembering 20 years of great radio history that WCOL put on the radio between 1960 and 1980. And one of the great things COL did was play local bands. And we played a song by the Dantes a little while ago called Can't Get Enough of Your Love. The Dantes followed that up with another song that they ripped off from the Rolling Stones. Mike, do you recall what that was?
Well, actually, the song was Under My Thumb,
That's
and it
right.
was a very good version, actually. I mean, the Stones did an okay version, but I don't know if you're aware of this, David, but Dick Weber was the producer. Bob and I were just talking about Dick Weber. Dick and I actually went to Detroit with the Dantes to Golden World Studio, and we recorded. We took the Dantes up there, and I was there at the session, as was Dick. He was their producer. He called himself Harry Richards, so he wouldn't get in trouble with the station like I did. I used my real name, silly me. But anyway, we were there at the studio, and so if you hear any finger snapping on any of the Dantes records, that was me. I was hand clapping and fingers.
Well, let's see if we can hear it. These are the Dantes.
Yep, there it is.
Great hit. Ohio.
Great hit.
And their cover version of the Stones and Under My Thumb. That from the Rolling Stones. It's Under My Thumb. Pretty big hit on WCOL back in the 60s. 10:30, we've got Johnny Lane coming up with Mike Adams in just a couple of minutes. But first, we want to play episode number 2, the actual second episode ever from Chicken Man.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Yes, come in.
Commissioner?
What? Oh, yes, I am.
My name is Benton Harbor.
He carries in his right hand a large suitcase.
Put down your large suitcase, Mr. Harbor, and tell me what I can do for you.
Monday through Friday, Commissioner, I am regularly employed as a shoe salesman for a large downtown department store.
Yes.
However, my weekends will be free, and therefore I will be available to you as the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
And you will be known as...
I will be known as Chicken Man.
Miss Helfinger, please bring your notepad and pencil and come into my office immediately.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming so quickly. Miss Helfinger, this is Mr. Benton Harbor.
Hello, Miss Harbor.
No, I'm Miss Helfinger. You're Mr. Harbor.
Oh, yes. How do you do?
Please take a note, Miss Helfinger, that Mr. Harbor will be available on weekends to fight crime as...
Yes.
Chicken Man.
Chicken Man?
Chicken Man.
Benton Harbor opens the large suitcase. He removes from it a strange costume covered with thousands of tiny feathers. Immediately, he begins climbing into it.
Would somebody give me a hand?
Of course.
Certainly.
Just one of those left wing, please. There you go.
Miss Helfinger will need to know how to get in touch with Mr. Harbor.
I'll be right wing.
May I have your phone number, Mr. Harbor?
Of course. Watch the feathers, please. My phone number is no...
Born this day in Midland City, the white-winged warrior who will strike terror into the hearts of criminals everywhere.
Would somebody want to get my zipper back there, please?
Yes, of course.
Well, watch it back there.
Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
You're listening to more than 20 years of great Columbus radio, packed into 3 hours of the 1230 WCOL reunion. A lot of great Columbus memories.
The All-American Go-Go Teams on 1230 WCOL.
I gotta tell you, we are having an absolute ball here tonight. We are remembering 20 great years of Columbus Radio, 1960 through 1980, when WCOL was the king of the hill. It was the premier top 40 radio station in Columbus, and they had it all, and they had everybody listening. It was a wonderful run. And one of the people who made WCOL so exciting back in those eras was, Mike Adams, and guess who he's talking to?
Yeah, I'm talking to Johnny Lane, and Johnny and I were just saying, when people say, John, used to be a DJ. Can you talk like a DJ, John? Can you talk like a DJ?
1230 WCOL.
Is that good enough? Yeah, and John was on starting in 1966.
Right. I did religious program Sunday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. I finally got a chance to work midnight to 6 in the morning, and then finally 9 to midnight, finally after that.
And you were on WCOL, was it the new WCOL when you won it, right?
Oh, yeah, it still was.
Do you remember the year that it changed to WCOL?
I do remember that. It was really something that took a real long time to do that because people really were kind of making fun of, say, the new WCOL for the last 15 years. But I do remember the change. It was hard to not say the new WCOL.
Yeah, and it actually sounded better. And, you know, the joke was sort of on the people who used to make fun of it because the new WCOL was so successful and made so much actual money, even though as DJs we didn't see any of it.
Well, that's the case, and I think there's just a lot of change. You have to change things, and that was just one of the things that got changed.
Yeah, and I think maybe Brian knows the answer to this, but I think, 1970 that we stopped doing the new?
Yes. No, it was probably 73, 74. Okay. Oh, yeah.
It was 73.
Yeah.
Oh, was 73? Okay,
yeah.
Okay. The voice from the...
I was close.
Okay. Okay, very good. And now, John, you're working in a field that's totally unrelated to radio.
That's right. I stayed with radio for a long time. I did have my own station in just south of St. Louis for a couple of years, but I finally got out of the radio business, but always fond remembrances.
Okay, and it's great that we're all here tonight in the parking lot of Clear Channel Columbus, a giant new WCOL rail reunion. These people are still around because we're going to be doing this for the next hour and 20 minutes. So stay with us until midnight tonight. And next up, I'm going to talk to another voice from the new WCOL era from the 1960s. So, David, back to you.
And, Mike, I need a little comment from you on this because, as I've mentioned a couple of times tonight, WCOL had jingles for literally everything.
Yeah.
And here's...
The DJ has to go to the bathroom on 1230.
That's coming up.
We did that.
That's coming up at 1110 tonight. We'll play that one.
That was a long one, too.
Followed by Alice's Restaurant.
Yeah.
Listen to this one and see what you think. This is just blatant commercialism. Here, check this one out.
Let's go shopping downtown. We're in the mood for a glamorous day. Come on, let's go. To see the sights so bright and gay. It gives you a glow. Come on, let's go. Downtown shopping today.
I've never heard anything like that before. I mean,
David, correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe some other people remember here, but I remember in that package we actually had a jingle for "Let's Go Shopping at Lazarus."
Oh, you do remember that?
Oh, yeah. There's one in that package somewhere. I think they paid for it, though. I mean, they actually used it in one of their commercials. But we had Pam's actually do one for them because they were major sponsors.
What is this? It maybe?
Let's go down to Lazarus.
Hey.
For a special treat.
Yeah.
Let's go down.
to Lazarus. Prices can be beat by going down and shopping. You will set your world to win. Let's go down to Lazarus. Today!
I remember that very well.
I wonder how all the other stores in town felt about that.
Well, you know, actually, Lazarus, actually, WCOL, our salespeople and our marketing people were extremely smart back then, and WCOL gave away ads on the All Night Show. If somebody was an advertiser, we gave comp ads overnight because we didn't have any commercials, and it always sounded better to have commercials. So if you actually bought time on the radio station, we gave it away to you in the middle of the night just for being a good advertiser. So it was one of those things. The WCOL, the new WCOL, did everything right, and that's why they were successful.
Okay, Mike, back to you in just a couple of minutes.
Go, go! 1230 WCOL. Go, go!
WCOL on a song that was top five back in 1969, Peppermint Rainbow, and Don't Wake Me Up in the Morning, Michael. It's 1041. Hi, it's Dave Bishop, and we're celebrating 1230 WCOL tonight with some great memories and some great music and even some great commercials. Here's a typical WCOL commercial from back in the 60s. See if you remember this.
Are you harboring a thief? You are if you wear glasses, because glasses rob you of part of your natural good looks. Glasses can steal away a portion of your self-confidence. But there's no reason for you to put up with this robbery any longer.
Nah.
Discard those glasses. Put them in their place in the drawer. And start wearing contacts. Contact lenses from Doctors Tyroller and Schechter, the contact lens specialist. Doctors Tyroller and Schechter, located downtown at Broad and High, will be happy to show you how easy it is to wear contact lenses and how easy it is to buy them.
Four out.
Contact lenses let your natural
natural good looks come on strong.
Where?
So why aren't you like glasses? They're making the very most of your appearance with contact lenses from Dr.'s Tie Roller and Schecter downtown at Broad and High, 7 West Broad. Or call them at Capital One 4544. And don't let your good looks be stolen away by glasses. See Dr.'s Tie Roller and Schecter this week, the contact lens specialist, doctors of optometry.
Jackson got exceedingly weird. He was the front man for the Jackson 5, and I Want You Back. It was a number one song on WCOL back in late 1969 and early 1970. It's 10:45. Hi, it's Dave Bishop, and we're celebrating WCOL tonight with Mike Adams. He's out talking with more of the celebrities here tonight.
Well, I am, and I'm going to talk to Roger Horning in just a second, but I thought since other people were saying good things about WCOL, I would also put in my two cents worth, because I started back in 1963, and I announced this to the audience tonight, but not to our people listening at home on the radio. But I started exactly 40 years ago this month, in August of 1963. And I have some people I want to thank, too, who kind of provided my education. One was Steve Jost, who was the voice, the WCOL name of the day. Steve Jost was the program director. He hired me at WCOL, and I was from Athens, Ohio. And he gave me my name, as a matter of fact, along with Dan Morris, who was a program director later. And the voice on that last commercial was Johnny Hill. Now, a story, Dan Morris and Johnny Hill were supposed to be here tonight, and I hope Dan is listening to us, but last night Dan had to be rushed into a hospital for a bypass, and he's doing well. He's doing very well, I'm told, but Dan was one of those people that I kind of owe my radio career to, and I have good feelings about Dan and Steve, and also Johnny Hill, and Bob, who we just talked to. These are people who meant something to me. Who got you involved in WCOL, Roger Horning?
Originally?
Really?
Yeah.
I think I just walked in the station.
Yeah.
There wasn't anybody there at the time.
That I knew. I didn't know anyone at the time.
Yeah.
I wanted
to 6 to midnight, right? From 1967 till... 6 to midnight, 1 year, 7 days a week, I think, for about 4 months.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Then 6 to 9 for quite a few years after that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you were going to college and learning about things.
Yeah, we were. I think 90% of us were OSU students.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any good stories you have about your time there?
Oh, we had a good time with the hopping shows. We were just talking about that a little bit off the air.
Yeah.
And I think people still remember that, the All-American hopping shows, the beef and cattle battles at the Ohio State Fairgrounds. And, you know, and people chuckle now, but, you know, back then we were having, what, 3,000 to 5,000 people show up for those, $2 a head.
And sometimes no one showed up, and we used to get Lou Henry, I remember, used to get in on the phone booth, this before cell phones, on the phone booth at the fairgrounds and say, people are lined up, you've got to get here fast, and there's no one here.
No, and sometimes Lou wasn't at the fairgrounds. Lou would be sitting right next to me in the studio doing that, saying, you know, you have to get here. We'd have no idea if there was anybody there or not. You know, he would still be doing it, so it was kind of fascinating. We had great talent then, too, you know.
Yeah, this is all the local bands.
Not always.
But I mean, we had local bands who became national bands. We had the Dantes, of course, who didn't really become national, but became regional. We had the Rebounds, but then we had the Ohio Express.
But we also had, like, Seger.
Bob Seger, we kind of made him famous. Also, Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
Kenny Rogers in the first edition at St. John Arena. We put him in there.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Bridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was a lot of great groups that were there. And I still remember, I ran into Seger's road manager about, it must have been 5-10 years after leaving COL. Ran into him in Detroit. And I walked up and I said, his name was Punch Andrews. I said, Punch, I bet you don't remember who I am. He says, yeah, I do. You're the guy that was with us in Circleville and Bob got arrested.
I know that. I remember
you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah? They had asked if they could consume a certain beverage on stage, and we had checked with the local county sheriff's office, and they said, oh, that's fine. So the first time they popped a can, you know, they arrested him. So.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. But a great memory.
Yeah. But a lot of important people came through WCOL because Columbus was known as a breakout market. Even though we were the 32nd largest market, record companies liked us because apparently Columbus was a very homogeneous kind of area where there were enough of all of kind of represented America.
And the other thing about Columbus was there weren't a lot of outside signals coming into this market at that time. I mean, we weren't influenced like in some areas by a major Clear Channel station that was, you know, sitting in another city 150 miles away from us.
Yeah.
Nothing here got here. CCLW
right,
in Windsor was probably the closest.
Remember what parking lot you're sitting in tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he was right. But we did have other stations at night, but not in the daytime. And we owned the market because we were smart.
Exactly. Exactly.
And I think part of that was the format. You know, someone asked me, I don't know if it was you, Dave, or it was Greg, perhaps. Someone said, well, how did you get your personality? And I said, there wasn't really an individual DJ personality when I started. It was really a station personality. It was the combination of jingles and be bright, be brief, kind of the time, temperature. We could say a few things, but... In 33 seconds.
You could inject all the personality you wanted as long as it didn't take longer than 7 seconds. I mean,
yeah, that's right.
We were quick.
Yeah, we were quick. And I think if we had been great personalities as New York and Chicago, we would have demanded too much money, probably.
Probably. Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll be back with more people from the second or third, depending on how you want to count. I guess Chucko will count him as the first. Last year in Las Vegas, we had Jerry Dean, we had Lou Henry, we had Linda Fox Kamen. We had, a couple of other people. We had David, of course.
Brian McIntyre.
We had Jerry Gordon. We had Greg, of course, who is the father of this entire feast tonight, and we'll talk to him later. But that was last summer, and Greg has put together a really spectacular program tonight. Greg worked very, very hard doing this, making this work and getting all of these people together. So we'll talk to some more people from the parking lot of Clear Channel Columbus on the new WCOL for tonight.
Okay, it's 10:51. Let's take a little air check. Listen now to WCOL as it sounded in the early to mid-70s.
WCOL.
Listen for more details and your cue to call in and win from New Music Radio.
Though it hurts to go away, it's impossible to stay.
Available.
available now at all Race Record departments in the Columbus area.
White Castle onion chips, worth their taste in gold.
WCOL. For advanced tickets and information, call 889-0069.
New Music Radio, WCOL.
Say I didn't warn you. I'll take caller number four right now at 228-6243 to win the new Carpenters album and qualify for the drawing to win a trip for two to Las Vegas for the Carpenters opening July 1st. That's caller four on the hit line right now at 228-6243.
Absolutely no one under 18 will be admitted.
You're going to love this. Central Ohio weather, sunny skies, and pleasant conditions this afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow. Low tonight around 60. Highs tomorrow once again up there in the mid-80s. Love it. Currently in downtown Columbus, it's 81 degrees at WCOL. Exactly 1 o'clock with Dave Bishop, and I will attempt to give away $760 in AmeriCash sometime this hour. Called Don't Go Breaking My Heart by Elton John, along with Kiki D. Plus the new hits by the Sons of Champlin, Chicago, Dr. Hook, The Carpenters, and The Bee Gees. This week on New Music Radio. National Trail Raceway Sunday.
Why run around? It's all to be found right here at Ontario at a bargain.
WCOA. I had to meet you here today.
Advanced tickets and information, call 889-0069.
New Music Radio, WCOL.
Just because I
can't
get
what a heartbeat's feeling. You see
through this.
WCOL.
Dave Bishop putting out an AmeriCash call right now worth $760 to a number chosen at random from the Columbus Telephone Directory. Once again, this AmeriCash call is worth $760.
There's a freedom here.
I'm going to lay the new Bee Gees song on you. This is good, man. It's called You Should Be Dancing. With Dave Bishop and another chance for you to win a Carpenters album and qualify for a free trip to Las Vegas sometime this hour. This week on New Music Radio. WCOL.
WCOL and Paul McCartney proving once again that people are not yet tired of those silly love songs. WCOL time is 2:09.
Come on and take a peek.
National Trail Raceway Sunday.
Find out how you can get special rates for your group's next get-together or picnic. Call Cedar Point Group Sales at 419-626-0830.
WCOA.
That's why I should be the real muffler king. Sincerely yours, Baron von Rippenhoff.
What are you writing, Baron?
I'm asking the President of the United States to appoint me muffler king.
Baron.
When he heard?
No.
Dear Ike, I...
Baron, to be the muffler king, you've got to earn it. Like right now, Muffler King is giving 20% off on all mufflers for American cars.
20% off?
20% off.
That's almost 20% off.
Right.
Oh, they charge for installation.
Muffler King installs everything free.
Free? That's almost nothing.
Right.
Oh, but there's no guarantee.
Muffler King guarantees their mufflers for the lifetime. In the car.
Lifetime, that's almost...
Right. So if you want to be the muffler king...
I got it. All right, I'll give them this, my best muffler for 20% off.
That's a hot dog bun.
This is a hot dog bun, but wrap it in tinfoil and they'll never know.
Maybe you better try the President.
Does Ike like hot dogs?
And it's not Ike, it's Jerry.
Jerry Truman?
Ford.
Ford, Chevy, Plymouth, you name it, my hot dog bun fits any car.
Though there are many who seek the crown, there is only one muffler king amongst us.
Get 20% off on all mufflers for American-made cars between now and the 4th of July.
Did you know you can air 7 hours of the music that made today's America? Well, you can. It starts Sunday, July 4th at noon, a rock and roll bicentennial special, epic of the 70s. And it's all from New Music Radio. WCOL time is 2:30.
Now showing exclusively at Lowe's Morse Road, Twin 2. Call 889-0069.
New Music Radio. WCOL.
WCOL.
remember this? 1971, Dennis Coffey and the Detroit Guitar Band. It's called Scorpio. Huge hit on WCOL in Columbus in the 60s.
This is 1230 WZNW Columbus, a Clear Channel station. You're listening to the 1230 WCOL Reunion, hosted by Dave Bishop and Mike Adams.
Dave Bishop and Mike Adams live from the WZNW studios on Dublin Road. We're here live celebrating WCOL tonight. We've tried to play a lot of the great music, a lot of the great air checks, a lot of the great personality interviews. And Mike Adams is out in the party that's happening in our back parking lot right now. And he's got who?
Well, I'm lakeside with Debbie McDowell, who I met for the first time today. Debbie was at WCOL from 1976 to 1989. Not a disc jockey, but an office person. And tell us a little bit about what you did.
Well, when I first came to WCOL, I worked in programming with Brian McIntyre. And then for the rest of the time, I was in sales support. But I have to tell first that I grew up here in Columbus. And as a teenager in the late 70s in late 60s in Columbus, there was one radio station, that was WCOL. There was one DJ, and that was Mike Adams.
Oh, shucks. Where were you when I needed you? We get lonely in the studio. Go ahead, Debbie. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
When I graduated from high school and wanted to go into radio, I attended a broadcasting school. And you were broadcasting out of the window at the Parker House restaurant.
That's right.
And inspired me and was part of why I decided to go into radio.
Oh, that's great. I hope other people have followed that same path. Now, you have a Spook Beckman story, right?
I do. One of my responsibilities when Spook Beckman was on the air was to make sure that he had everything that he needed to do his famous off-the-top-of-his-head commercials, his 60-second commercials that usually ran about 2.5 or 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
I was standing outside the studio when he was doing one, and I came in right afterwards, and he put the papers down on his desk and turned and looked at me, and he said, "You know, if BS was cement, I'd own I-71.
That's great.
And it was a joy. He was broadcasting out of the studio that's now Blimpie's, the big window studio there on that they had for a while on Broad Street.
Trying to save WCOL, right? Okay, Debbie, that's good to talk to you. And you were one of the people, many people, I hope, inspired by the new WCOL to get into broadcasting. It's great business, my first career. I'm going to talk to you, Dave, after we play a couple of records. Dave Roberts, that is here from WCOL. I remember from my era. Actually, he says 71, but I remember Dave. He was just a happy guy out of high school, right? Maybe an OSU student. We'll talk to you, Dave. But right now, back to my my co-host in the studio. And actually, I really liked your air check, Dave Bishop. You were very good.
Well, thank you. That's nice of you to say, and I can say the same thing about you. And before the hour is out, we've got air checks coming from Spook Beckman and also Jay Parker Antrim, who did mornings here on WNCI or WCOL. Excuse me, boy.
Old, it's all the same company
old
now.
Old habits are hard to break.
I know.
Been there 15 years. You know, you got to say the call letters. Well, we've said every other call letter in town tonight, so why not say that one?
Maybe we should have a little truth in advertising here. The people who are listening may not know what you really do or know what I really do.
Well,
so you go first.
All right. I'm the general sales manager at WNCI here in Columbus. And you?
Well, I am a professor at San Jose State University, actually the department chair, and I am the advisor of the college radio station there. And we did a similar thing like this, so I got practice for this. We've been on the air for 40 years. We were licensed in 1963, actually, when I started at WCOL. My station, KSJS-FM in San Jose, was licensed and still run by students after 40 years. So this is it's my story.
Well, very good. As I was saying before, for Spook Beckman and Jay Parker Antrim from WCOL, coming up before the hour is out.
I'm
thinking to yourself, what the heck is that song? Well, it was the number one song on WCOL back in 1972. It's the Rock Flowers and Number Wonderful. And that's one of the things we're trying to do tonight is just bring back some of the ambiance and some of the feel of what it was really like to listen to 1230, the new WCOL, back in the 60s and 70s. And if you're going to do that, you've got to play some of the songs that were really important big hits on this radio station. And as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, let's talk about somebody else who was a big hit on this radio station. That was J. Parker Antrim. He did mornings on WCOL back in the 70s and was always the most interesting fellow to listen to. Here's a good example.
Top of the morning to you. It's 11 and a half minutes after 6 o'clock, and I am J. Parker Antrim with you here on the on another day. Yes, and it's a beautiful one. This one's the 2nd of March. It's a Fat Friday. Friday's my favorite day. First prize on my show today from Bob Chevrolet. $2,000 worth of extras. Unfortunately, no car is included. Okay, let's check out what's going on. Today is the 2nd of March. Birthdays? If you're having a birthday today, you are in fine company. We've got a lot of them. Karen Carpenter, Jay Osmond, Lou Reed, Desi Arnaz, Sam Houston was born on this day, 1793. I don't think Sam's around anymore. Ted Geisel, a man who went through Dartmouth College with my father, is having a birthday today. Ted Geisel is better known as Dr. Seuss. Today'd be a good day to go to a Chinese museum here in Columbus and tease an idol. Yes, that's right. Be a Budapest. There is no romance inside for you, so wait till she leaves her drapes open. You will have trouble with a Leo during lunch hour, so don't eat in the lion's cage today. Keep your cool. Don't sell the freezer. That's a good one. Keep your cool. Okay. And if you were born to this day, beware of strong entanglements. Don't leave that boa constrictor in your wallet, all right? It's 6:13.
You're ripping my whole...
Now showing actually starts today at the Continent, Westerville 6 and Eastland Plaza 6. Exactly, 6:15 with JPA. Top of the morning to you, Tom LoCicero.
Joel, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine. I didn't, as I drove through Midtown today to come to work, I did not notice that there was a fire that had been going on all night long.
Well, I'll tell you, I stopped over there about 5:30 myself, and by that...
I got a name. Why, you bet. Jim Croce here at 1230 WCOL. Also have a number. 21 minutes after 6. 37 degrees outside. Here we have a March 2nd underway. This is a Fat Friday. Birthdays, lots of them today, including Karen Carpenter and Jay Osmond. Jay is the drummer, I believe, of the Osmonds. Jay's 24 today. Karen's 29. Also, it's the Plant City, Florida Strawberry Festival. Also, the Sacramento Camellia Festival and the Oregon Shakespeare Festival and Texas Independence Day. All right. In about 8 minutes, we'll be checking in with some more headline action. This time, Bill Fields. And at quarter to 7, we'll be checking back in with Officer Bill Taylor and his first traffic report of the day.
Match my sweet imagination.
number one song for Paul Simon back in 1973. It's called Kodachrome. And back in 1973, that was a very, very controversial record. Why? Well, because the opening line of the song said, when I think back on all the crap I learned in high school. Well, you know, today that seems pretty tame by comparison.
Mm-hmm.
In 1973, that was pretty nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So radio stations were faced with the dilemma of, how are we going to play this song? And WCOL solved the problem by playing it like this.
One of my most embarrassing moments.
Or one of your crowning moments.
Huh? I don't know. Scissors and a reel-to-reel and this.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school.
You hear what we did there?
We flipped it.
Yeah, we took the word crap and turned it around backwards.
Yeah.
So it kept the beat of the song, but it was in backwards, and you really couldn't understand what he said.
And we were a mono station, and we had full-track reel-to-reel, so recording that on an open reel at a very fast speed, then just flipping it over to the other side where everything was backwards, inserting it in, cutting it out, scotch tape, just like that, onto a cartridge. And, you know, I feel bad about moments like that, even though I know we were serving kind of a balance between management and between what we thought our listener would tolerate. And no harm was done, but, you know, the integrity of the artist, well, I don't know.
Well, and you know, there was another version of how that was resolved on some other radio stations. Let me play an example of how it was handled at some other stations. You have to listen very carefully to what they did here.
Impressed.
You know, that's I went in and did that edit last night and figured out a way to take the opening line from the second verse and drop it right into the first verse and made it move along pretty nicely.
A very creative answer and something I should have done, I guess, you know, but when management says, you can't play crap on the new WCOL, we didn't play it.
Well, you know, when you have digital workstations, it's much easier now.
I can only imagine. I have Dave Roberts here, who was on WCOL starting in 1971. I think you started as a phone guy, is that right?
Yes, I did.
How does a person get from answering phones right out of high school to being a star?
Well, that's a good question. Basically, Brian McIntyre hired me, which was pretty cool, and I started off answering the phones, worked my way onto the FM station, and then gradually onto the AM station, which was the big star at the time.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. One of the best jobs I ever had, really. You know, you talk about that song, taking the word crap out. I can remember a little scandal that went on when I worked there at the station. It didn't involve me, thank God, but it involved one of the other DJs. If anybody ever remembers Terry Tyler? Somebody just said his real name, Terry Ryan Smith.
I'm afraid where you're going,
Terry,
with this.
Uh-oh. I remember his last day on the air. He was working at the station, and he got off at 10 o'clock at night. And my shift started right after him. I went on the air at 10 o'clock at night. So I showed up at the station about 9:30, and I poked my head in the studio. Terry was on the air, and he turned around in the air chair, and he saw me poking my head in the door, and I said, "Hi, Terry." And he says, "Dave, you're on the air." And I go, "What? What the heck is this?" So he got up and left, and I walked over and sat down in the chair. And here was Bob Gooding, who was the FM program director at the time, down on his knees on the floor, and this big cartridge rack that was in the studio was bent, and it had been knocked over on top of Terry. I guess what had happened was he had been, shall we say, having a few indiscretions with some fans of his at the station, and his wife found out about it. Came down to the station and just raised holy hell, in the studio no less, while he was on the air. So this was like an 18 commercial hour that he was running, and all these commercials were broken, laying all over the floor. Bob Gooding was down there trying to find them, and we were trying to play as many of them as we could on the air so that the station wouldn't lose money, but it just didn't work out too good. That was the last I saw Terry Tyler. He was out the door. And I heard he and the newsman, who was just getting off the air then, took off and went to a bar, and that was it.
Wow, and that's what happened. And, you know, and your story is one of true merit, because there are many instances of where people got out of high school, got a job answering phones. We used to call them phone boys. We had women later on, so we called them phone people or something like that. And then many of these people had a chance. You had a chance at WCOL to be on the air, to do something behind the scenes, even a chance to work your way up and to be sales. So it's very good. Thank you very much, David. And Dave, back to you.
Okay, you know, speaking of Kodachrome, which was a song that we played, but we played it in an altered version, there were also some other songs on WCOL back in the 60s and 70s that we just flat out didn't play. And this next one is a perfect example of, well, a song that we just never played on WCOL. I'll play it for you now, and at the end of the song, I'll tell you why we never played this. Around the country, but they were number one songs on WCOL. Here's exactly the opposite situation. This was a number one song all over the country for the Guess Who, Clap for the Wolfman, and it was never played on WCOL. Why did we never play this huge hit record? Well, it was actually pretty simple when you think about it. The guy who was doing evenings on our competitor, WNCI, was Wolfman Jack. Wolfman Jack was doing evenings on WNCI on a syndicated basis, so we were not about to play a song that was going to promote the guy who was doing evenings on the competition. So clap for the Wolfman by the Guess Who, huge hit record all over the country, and you never heard it on WCOL. And that's the story behind the story. It's 1127. Hi, it's Dave Bishop, and we're here with Mike Adams, and we're celebrating 1230 WCOL and all the great years of Columbus radio that it brought to us. In the late 1970s, WCOL kind of went through a little transition and decided to move towards a more adult-oriented audience and played some more adult-oriented music and hired some different personalities. And I guess the guy who really led the pack on transforming the station to a little different audience was a guy by the name of Spook Beckman. He was legendary in the Columbus market, and he was pretty legendary on WCOL as well. We built him a brand new studio that was different from where everybody else broadcast from. It was right down there in the front corner of the building at 22 South Yonge or 195 East Broad, and he overlooked Broad Street. He did his show from that showcase studio every day, and here's a little of what it sounded like.
Oh, yeah, Kenny Rogers. Oh, yes, the gambler right there for you. Things look good at Broad and Fourth here as we look outside our giant windows at our in our Polynesian studio. And the traffic seems to be gliding real, real good. Out on the freeway, will you please turn your lights on so other cars can see you? And remember, if there's emergency runs by the emergency squads and you hear the siren and you see the lights, Lordy, Lordy, Aunt Claudie, get over to the side of the road because chances are the person in that emergency squad right there is fighting for time. Okay, so please. Please, let's respect our emergency squads and paramedics. They are fantastic here in Columbus. Now, it's 4 o'clock on Bumper Time. Bumper to Bumper, it's so. That brings in John LaPala, COL News, Dick Gary with the all-important traffic report, and then we're going to come right back with you.
The largest full-time radio news team in Central Ohio is on WCOL Columbus.
The Ohio House Judiciary Committee today finished. I'm John LaPala, WCOL News.
This is Mr. Doug Miranda Day.
From out of the bumper room here at WCOL, my home away from home, this is the Spook. Starting to roll, bumper to bumper to bumper time. 10 minutes past 4 o'clock. I'm sitting here dreaming of a hot, bubbly cheese pizza. Phil, do it to it. Let yourself go.
And you can play Extra Edition right now at the Pizza Hut restaurant at 4300 Maxway Avenue in Columbus. Game cards available only while supplies last.
Clean off your taillights and your windows and keep your lights on. That fog is moving in. Be safe. Now we're going, oh, here's my song on bumper to bumper to bumper time tonight. The Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love?
You know, he was an absolute legend in Columbus, Ohio, and everything was very, very unique about Spook Beckman, and he did his show from that special studio out on Broad Street, and it was a lot of fun. We had a great time, and you know, the Bumper-a-Bumper-a-Bumper Club was something that you just didn't hear anyplace else. And by the way, the other voice that was on that air check was a producer of Spook Beckman's. It was Phil Golovin. And Phil is one of the people who's downstairs tonight, and he is here for the WCOL reunion party. And it was fun to hear Phil on there and, of course, hear Spook Beckman. We've got some more air checks and some more great music coming up in the last half hour of our reunion show tonight. More with Mike Adams, but as promised, here is episode number 3 of Chicken Man, which you heard here in Columbus on 1230 WCOL.
Another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. This is the Chicken Cave. Here, in this man-made cavern deep within the earth, the wonderful white-winged warrior labors with the most advanced electronic machinery ever devised as part of his daily crusade against the forces of crime and/or evil.
Oh, boy.
said it. Suddenly, the feathered fighter pauses in his labor and places a phone call to the office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Hello, this is the commissioner's
office. Miss Helfiger.
Yes.
This is the winged warrior.
Right.
Well, it's gone.
What's gone?
My foot.
Your foot's gone?
That's right.
Where did it go?
As soon as I saw that red light, I knew something was wrong.
What's the problem?
The red light was on and it was going beep, 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 beep.
What was going beep, 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 beep,
beep? The chicken converter.
What is a chicken converter?
Whenever that red light is on, it's going beep, 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 beep.
What is a chicken converter?
That spells trouble.
What is a chicken converter?
That's the big green machine across from the chicken analyzer.
Yes, but what is it?
Just to the left of the chicken missile launcher. Well, there goes the other foot.
You mean your walking feet?
Yep.
Where are they going?
They're gone.
Where?
Disappeared.
You mean they vanished? Your feet?
Dissolved would be more correct.
The chicken converter is doing that.
No.
What then?
The chicken dissolver. Miss Helfiger.
What?
You can now chalk off everything from the waist down.
Dissolved.
That's right.
What should I do?
Call the chicken dissolver repairman.
Where would I find...
Try the yellow pages.
Well, is this the end of the winged warrior's career? Could be, unless the chicken dissolver repairman can bring him back to sight. For what criminal would accept a chicken man sight unseen? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
A slice of Columbus radio history. The 1230 WCOL reunion with... And everything you remember, including your hosts, Mike Adams and Dave Bishop.
Boy, there's just nothing that beats Chicken Man. Absolutely great comedy from the minds of Dick Orkin and Jim Runyon. It was a classic, and you heard it here on 1230 WCOL in Columbus. Mike Adams is still here, and he's still out in the parking lot where the party's going on to celebrate WCOL tonight.
The party is still going on, and this party was organized, besides Dave Bishop and myself, the main organizer, the person responsible for doing all the work and setting it all up and collecting $15 from each person, a real bargain, was WCOL's Greg Jordan.
Taking the money and leaving town right now.
A big hand for Greg. Thanks. Say a few words, Greg.
Well, I tell you what, Mike. I started off listening to WCOL back in 1964 as a 10-year-old boy. And in my hometown in Southern Ohio, you had callers for radio stations. You didn't have numbers.
Yeah.
And for the first week after listening to WCOL, they kept saying 1230 all the time. Now, a 10-year-old boy is going, man, these people can't tell time. It's always 1230.
There you go.
This is the truth.
What kind of experience did this leave you with?
This is phenomenal because I didn't expect this turnout. I think we expected about half as many people. So it was really, really phenomenal that all these people came. It just shows how much love for this radio station there was.
Yeah, it was a very special place.
It was very special. I mean, you were doing great in the ratings. Everybody listened to COL. When I was growing up, whenever I was up here, that's all you could listen to. There was nothing else.
You know, and one thing that happened, I guess, years before was that there was an unofficial new WCOL website. And Richard Whitmore, who owns a computer store, sells computers in Athens, Ohio, collected hit lines, and he's here tonight as a special guest.
Yes.
So you started this why?
It's a hobby.
I mean, if you're living in Athens, how did you know about the new WCOL?
I listened to WCOL all the time when I was growing up in high school.
And this is the FM, right?
FM, right.
That was kind of ahead of its time. And when you say growing up, you mean in the 60s or earlier?
From late 50s to about 66.
And back then, people don't realize, but we used to simulcast the 251,000-watt AM station with about a 50,000 or so, 35 or 50,000-watt FM signal. And it was brilliant. You could get it all over Ohio. A great station.
Well, I believe it was 3,000 watts on FM.
And how did you get all these hit lines?
Well, my friend here, Jim Williams, is one that had most of the hit lines.
Okay. Now, if anyone wants to follow through with tonight, we have several websites, and I'll just give you the main WCOL, my website, because I link to Richard's website, and by going there, you can get a lot of information. It's www.mikeadams.org, that's me, one word, mikeadams.org, mikeadams.org/ WCOL.html, and that's lowercase. Just go to mikeadams.org and click on radio history, or click on almost anything, and you'll get a WCOL link.
Actually, Mike, you can go to just about any search engine and find you.
Yeah, and if you go to Google and type in the new WCOL or WCOL 1230, and you'll get the WCOL page.
Yes. Yeah. Fantastic.
And we had 20,000 page requests since last summer's reunion in Las Vegas, so a lot of people know about this, and we will have many pictures from tonight's event eventually as I get them and crunch them and send them to the server. So anyway, I have about two or three more people I want to talk to, and we just have about enough time to do that. So go ahead, David, you take it back, and I'll come back, and I'll interview a few of the last stragglers here in the parking lot.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. There's a few people I need to say thank you to as well tonight, and I want to do that before we get out of here and forget about doing it. I want to say a special thanks to Tom Tone, market manager for Clear Channel Columbus, who was gracious enough to allow us to use the WZNW and WTVN and WCOL-FM facilities here tonight for the party. And I also want to say thank you to Steve Conrad, the program director for WZNW and WTVN, for being gracious enough to clear out this 3 hours tonight to allow us to come in here and reminisce a bit about WCOL. I also want to thank Greg Savoldi, the chief engineer for Clear Channel Columbus, who has done just a yeoman's job of coming in here and getting the studio set up in such a way that we could make this reunion flow so easily, and he really went above and beyond. So, Greg, I really appreciate all your efforts. I want to say thank you to Greg Jordan, who was so instrumental in making all of this reunion happen. Greg was working on this tirelessly for weeks and weeks and weeks, and it shows in what has happened tonight. Also want to say thank you to Brian McIntyre for two things. Number one, for hiring me back in 1974, Brian. Greatly appreciate that. And also for kind of thinking up the concept of having a WCOL reunion. We all kind of looked at each other at the time he brought it up like, that'll never happen. And here we are doing our third one. So, yeah, Brian, you did a good job. Also need to say thanks to Budweiser tonight. Couldn't have had a great party without them, especially with Bud Light. Pepsi also came through and provided a lot of the Pepsi product for us to serve tonight. And, of course, Made from Scratch Catering. Made from Scratch does a great job, and they provided all the food here tonight for our party. So thank you to one and all. You folks have all done a wonderful job and made the 1230 WCOL reunion very special tonight. We already played that one. I think we need to play a different one than that, because we've heard Kodachrome more times tonight than I think we ever want to hear it again. Let's try this one instead. I can't win tonight, folks. We got to get to the right song here, because we've already heard Kodachrome. We've already heard Clap for the Wolfman. Let's try this one now, because it makes more sense. We'll be right back. usher in the whole disco experience in the mid-70s. And a number one song on 1230 WCOL. KC and the Sunshine Band. And Get Down tonight. It's 1143. Hi, it's Dave Bishop. And we're here in the 1230 WCOL studios, at least the studio that is subbing for 1230 WCOL tonight. And out in the parking lot where the party is still going on, here's Mike Adams.
You know, I have a question. Someone just asked me this question. We're standing by this giant tower out here in the parking lot, and there are no lights on the top of this tower. Is that a mistake, or do we have to do something, or is it because the tower next to it? They're two up, you just can't see them, right?
Ah, okay. Well,
you always worry about these things, you know, that some towers aren't tall enough for that, but this one obviously is. I have two people I want to talk to. I want to talk to Phil Gullivan, who is a weekend DJ on KSJS. I said it again. Wrong call letters.
Okay.
WCOL. I know you should. WCOL, but he was the producer for Spook Beckman. You know, I remember Spook when I was in high school. He on WTVN the afternoon. I was growing up in Cambridge, Ohio, and Spook was, you know, pretty much like he sounds now.
I was very fortunate to come over with Spook when he made the move from WRFD over to 1230. And I was his board op 6 days a week, and then I worked part-time on the weekends as a DJ for WCOL. And they had moved away from the top 40 that made them famous, and they adopted a more middle-of-the-road format. Their mantra was, WCOL, nobody does it better.
So you had a bunch of people who were not has-beens, I don't want to say that, but people who were classic in their time, maybe trying to come back and get that audience.
That's right, because they couldn't compete with the FM band anymore, so they basically stopped trying and they tried to do their own thing in a different way. Couple of quick stories, if I could relate. One of my claims to fame there, J. Parker Antrim did mornings when I was over there, and his ride to work on Monday morning was late, so I was working midnight to 6 Sunday night, Monday morning. I ended up doing about 15 or 20 minutes of his program in the morning, so that was one of my claims to fame. Another claim to fame was we weren't allowed to have visitors in the studios ever, but of course nobody ever did that. And I had my fiance and a friend of mine in the studio with me on an overnight shift, and I got ratted out by Mike Perkins. And Dave Bishop had a little talk with me a couple of days later, but I got ratted out by one of the FM guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's how it is, I guess. You never know. Another thing that WCOL was very, very good at was news. And we have one person here, Mike Hawkins, who was a newsman.
I was here with Jay Solomon, Bob Singleton, Chris Kreidel, Paul Hogan. I felt like I was
Roy Harvey
was there, right? And I felt like I was, you know, I was in awe of all these journalistic, you know, it was like Carl Bernstein and Bob Woodward every day in the newsroom.
This was something that WCOL, again, the station that did everything right, back in a time when many stations sort of blew off news saying, well, we have to do it, we'll rip and read it. WCOL, whether it was Dan or Collie or someone, said, we're going to have the best news operation in Columbus, and they did.
They did. Obviously, it was a great operation. One thing I remember about COL, they had a contest, and you were told to make a sign and say, I keep it on COL, and you make a big sign, put it in front of your house. I remember going to work, every other house had, I keep it on COL, and they had to change the zoning ordinance because it was too ugly in front of all these houses. You know, why keep it on COL? It was just one fantastic station.
Yeah, we did everything right. There may be one or two more people here I haven't talked to, but I don't think so. I mean, I think we've sort of covered everybody here tonight, and if anybody wants to speak, let them speak now. Does my long-suffering wife want to say a few words, or being on the radio for the first time, make it quick and make it clean?
Oh, all right. Back.
This is not my wife, by the way. This is Neil.
Yeah, back in 72 or 73, Sharon DeBoard, our promotions director, said, we're going to the zoo today. We're going to take promotional pictures. We'll have the pictures all printed up by Jeff Borden in the print shop. And then 2 weeks from now, when we have COL Day at the zoo, you'll have the pictures to sign. Morgan Marsh got a parrot. Somebody else got whatever. She says, Neil, I want you to go in and stand next to the kangaroo. Stood next to this kangaroo, and the next thing I see out of the corner of my eye is this female kangaroo's boyfriend coming at me. he thinks I'm going to jump in her pocket. So he decides that he's going to jump on me, and they had to come and beat this kangaroo with a cane to get him to keep him away from me. It was just an amazing, I could not believe it was happening to me, and if Sharon, she must have left. It was just one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Besides, well, I won't.
Now, don't go into that one. No,
we can't possibly top that. I don't think we can possibly top the kangaroo story. I think we're done here. And as they say on Law and Order, I think we're done here. so I'm going to send it back to you, David, and I'll come back one more time for a wrap-up.
Mike, what was the name of the band that you managed in Columbus?
The band called The Rebounds.
The Rebounds, and we've got one of their songs.
All right.
They ripped off the Monkees on
this
one.
Yeah, exactly. I said, I'm not your devil's soul.
They're trying to make a mark in society. They're using all the tricks that you don't need.
Caused Mike Adams to lose his job because he was the manager of the band and he had to make a choice. Either manage the band or be on COL. So he chose to manage the band. But he was back on COL before it was all too far gone. Rebounds and I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, 1230 WCOL reunion night tonight. Hi, I'm Dave Bishop. And WCOL was responsible for making a lot of songs big hit records. There were a lot of record executives who felt that if a song was a hit on WCOL, it was going to be a hit anywhere in the country. There's probably no other song more representative of that than this one. This is Wild Cherry. They came out of Cleveland, actually out of the Pittsburgh area, and this song was a huge number one song.
Yeah.
Wild Cherry and Play That Funky Music. It was the number one song on 1230 WCOL. Hey, thank you very much for listening in tonight. We've had a ball remembering all these great times. I hope you have too. We'll try and do this again next year. You never know. It could happen. I've been asked to play this montage of jingles one more time. Good night.
It's always fair weather when good listeners get together with 1230 WCOL. Button up your overcoat, there's the new WCOL.
Today the sky is gray and the air is damp and cold.
Bright, crisp winter days are coming, that's what we've been told. That wonderful living season of the year. 1230, the new WCO. Dependable 1230, the new WCOL, with the weather word for Big C. WCOL, weather break, go, go! A foggy day, 1230, the new WCOL.
WCOL, what's the weather?
be here.